With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Several major road projects are set to start this year, including Banwell at County Road 22, Lauzon Parkway at County Road 42, Howard from South Cameron to the Herb Gray Parkway, and the Provincial Division Corridor.
All of these things are going to have an impact on our traffic in the city of Windsor, and so moving forward with these in a thought-out process is very important. There will always be a little bit of pain and when we're doing construction, but it is necessary.
That's City Engineer Mark Winterton. He says with the NextStar plant coming, the projects on Banwell and Lauzon Parkway are a must.
With the 4,000 jobs and, you know, plus or minus 8,000 new trips a day going into that intersection, we absolutely have to do something, and that's why we're moving forward with some interim improvements.
You can tell City Council what you think of the budget by registering as a delegate for January 22nd. You might be able to help Windsor police find a suspect after two residential break-ins a year ago. They released a new photo and video in hopes someone will recognize the man. His description is also posted at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Those break-ins were on Riverside Drive and Green Park Boulevard. The federal Conservatives want the Ethics Commissioner to investigate Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's trip over Christmas. He stayed at a friend's resort in Jamaica. CTV News says the Prime Minister's office originally said Trudeau's family was paying for it, then said it was staying there at no cost. It also said the federal Ethics Commissioner had been consulted before the family left. South Africa takes its case that Israel is engaging in genocide against Palestinians in Gaza to UN's top court today. The Associated Press says Israel will defend itself tomorrow. It denies it. South Africa wants the court to rule that Israel must suspend military action immediately. The death toll in Gaza is now over 23,000. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has pulled out of the Republican presidential race. The Associated Press says it's not clear if he'll endorse one of the other candidates. His departure is a surprise. He insisted on Tuesday he wasn't leaving the race, painting himself as the only candidate willing to directly oppose former U.S. President Donald Trump. And do you love karaoke? Well, one of the best bars for that is right here in Windsor. TripAdvisor took a poll, and Champions on Eugenie Street West was the 10th best in Ontario. Canada takes on Switzerland later this morning in the quarterfinal at the Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championship. An 11-3 loss for the Spitfires to Saginaw, 4-3 for the Vipers over St. Mary's. Montreal beat New York in women's professional hockey 6-2, while Toronto lost to Minnesota 3-1. And in the NBA, the Raptors lost 126-120 to the Clippers, while the Pistons fell to the Spurs 130-108. We'll get light snow today, maybe showers later on this afternoon, and up to 3. Chance of flurries or showers tonight, down to -2. Windy tomorrow, with rain mixed with snow late in the afternoon, up to 3 again, and snow on Saturday, and very windy. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.